33.
Right, it's just coming up to 11:32 and you're listening to Michelle Ward on Phoenix 98 FM. Now I'm joined in the studio, we've got live music in the studio coming up from a young lady called Sophie Jill. You can check out our website, all the W's, sophiejill.co.uk, and David is her guitarist, and David co-writer as well.
Yeah, he co-writes the songs as well.
Lovely. And they've just been playing in the car park, if you wanted to know, in the Brentwood Centre. So if there's anybody on the security desk, because they will be listening now, saying what was going, there was some sort of like gig going on in the back of the car, that's what was happening. So thanks for coming in today. I knew we were playing some live music, but before we talk about the album that's coming out in September, when did it all start for you? Because it isn't just, because you're actually a singer, performer as well, and got a stage background. So when did you actually get involved?
Well, I started off dancing, and then I moved on to theatre when I was younger, but it wasn't until about 4 years ago that I started writing my own stuff. David was managing a band at the time called The Grenadiers, and they needed a female lead on a song, so he asked me, and then just went from there. Because we clicked, we just decided to start writing together and went from there.
So how old were you when you actually got involved in sort of theatre and sort of stage work? At what sort of age were you?
I was about 14, 15.
Yeah,
and but been dancing since I was 6.
Yeah, and how different is it going from that kind of stage musical background to doing bands? Is there a lot of difference? Is it a different discipline?
Yeah, I'd say it's different discipline. It's quite a different way of singing. It's all obviously very theatrical and quite over the top, because you're on the stage, you've got to really get it out there to the whole audience, whereas you can kind of get more of your own style when you're doing your own stuff.
I think with also when you go and see like the West End shows, people have got such, when you do stage work, they've got such powerful voices, so that must have really helped for sort of projection, as you said.
Yeah, it's very different the way I sung then to now, but now if I try and sing like that, I just can't do it anymore.
So how would you describe your style, your music style?
I'd say it's very influenced by R&B and pop, and then there's some elements of reggae in there, and then the album there's just a little bit of elements of rock in there as well. It's quite diverse.
Now, having a look at your website, and I really like this, you do something we're going to mention called Spotlight.
Yeah,
help promote other artists as well. And if you do go and check out Sophie's website, it's got a really nice little bit at the beginning saying, you know, talented people deserving recognition and to boost the gigging scene. You've got introduced spotlight sessions once a month, and
I run an open mic night in Ipswich that is every 2 weeks, and so we just meet a lot of people there, and it's just nice to all support each other. So we sort of, either someone asks us that they want to be a spotlight, we're open to anyone to do it, or we choose someone that we think is quite new to singing at the open mics and haven't got out there gigging yet. So we're just kind of trying to give them a little bit of a boost into like the gigging world.
And does David, do you actually play the guitar? Do you sort of strum along with other acts as well?
I have helped out a couple of singers there, and you've done a couple with Cole Parrish, haven't you?
I've sung with a beatboxer,
which is quite nice. But we test the water for everyone. We test the PA system. We do about 2 or 3 songs to start with, and then we let them wreak havoc on the grinning rat till about.
We're the sound guinea pigs every time.
I like that, the sound guinea pigs, I like that. And you've got 3 tracks to play today, Social Network, Fell for the Bad Man and Easy Option. And we will talk about the album as well. So what's the first track you're going to do, and tell me, you know, how the song came about?
The first track we're going to do is called Social Network. It's it is about like the scene of Facebook, Twitter, all that kind of thing. I wrote it. It's very real to how I was feeling at the time. I was a weekend, everyone was out, I was at home by myself, bored. One of the lines is bored out my tree, I can't see the light. So that brought on the inspiration to write the song. It just kind of about the media, but it kind of explains itself.
Do you think people put too much stuff out there on Facebook? Do you think it's a bit...
I think people kind of tell the world their business a little bit too much.
On my tree again, I see the light. A classic self-pity mode. A phone full of numbers, but I can't get to hold. Status left a blank. I'm not serious enough to socially fly the flag. You doodle on a utility bill, just another reminder of how I feel. No, no, no work. No, no, no work. Oh, 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 oh. No, no, no. No, 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 I go, oh, oh, same old sorry sighs. You know you're only doing it, no, you're only doing it. Sorry sighs, only doing it for compliments from the guys, 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 guys. From the guy, well, I've got troubled eyes, raging at the start of my face. So waterproof mascara streaming all over the place. Frost pink lipsticks, so you wanna be acting like a deer. Stains on the back of my head, a pinot gris, you will be one of my grand old. Sorry, sighs, only doing it, oh, only doing it. Sorry, sighs, only doing it for compliments of the guys, 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 guys. Bailing on me, bailing on me.
Just me to be clapping, you clap as well. And then it's, see, sometimes we do have more people in the studio. We just get people that sometimes just wander in and just sort of sit here while you're doing stuff live. That is Sophie Jill, and that was Social Network. So I was going to say, how old were you when you wrote your first song?
Quite old, I guess. About 21.
That's not old. Is that old? David,
I think
is that
old
to
start
that
in. It's not old for me.
No. Sorry, I'm just going to shoot myself, I think. Do you remember the first song you wrote and what it was about?
Oh,
and do you still do it now, or was it sort of a tester?
It was like a soul song. What was it? Last Train Home to Georgia, we wrote.
Oh,
was
yes,
the first
yes.
Song
country,
we done together.
Soul sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, we don't do it anymore, but that was one of the first ones we did at open mics and stuff.
Yeah.
Back when my knees used to shake like crazy.
I used to have 10 whiskies before I went on stage.
Oh, right.
Wife had to drive me home.
So do you still get nervous when you gig, or are you a bit more, you know, don't worry so much?
Don't worry as much. I've got used to it. Like, if I do a mistake, I can laugh it off now, whereas before I would be kicking myself.
Yeah.
No shaky knees anymore.
But people don't know if it's original stuff. You just say, listen, it was meant to have that break for 4 minutes in the middle.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Or the rap.
It's good to be nervous a little bit, because you can use that for you rather than against you. You know, you've got to learn how to use your nerves, really.
Yeah. When you write together, do you come up with, do you write sort of poetry, and does David play the guitar, or does David do a few chords and then you write? So how do you sort of work together?
It's a bit of both, really.
I
tend to do the lyrics and then take the lead on the melodies, and David sort of does the music. But when we're recording like a full track of other instruments, we do it more together.
We do.
Yeah.
And have you been using sort of live musicians, or using sort of sequences? How are you working in the studio?
We do it all ourselves.
Do it all ourselves, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
We like to do that as well. I mean, we would like to use other musicians as well, but it's really difficult to time wise for people to, you know, come in at your times, and then we have to do something for them. You know, it's really quite difficult, the more you have in the band, so it's good with just two of us, really.
Yeah, it's less people control as well, isn't it, Sophie, really?
So.
You've only got
to
control
on.
David, and that's it. Yeah.
Just boss him around.
Boss him does, about, yeah.
I know what to do. I just sit here quietly normally.
We've given him a microphone today, so it's a bit dangerous. What's the best lyric, would you say, that you've ever written? What's the lyric you went, oh, wow, that's fabulous?
I like quite a lot of our songs, but wrote one recently called Glitter in Her Veins, and that's got quite quirky lyrics. It's really cool.
Can you quote one of them that you sort of think, yeah, that's...
It's a bit random when you say it, just talking. What is the first line? Her hair smelt like tropical mango shampoo. You don't know how you do what you do. When the ocean tide is coming in, you can't help but stare for the girl that's smoking. That's the first lines
Very
of the
weird,
song.
Wasn't it?
Yeah. Excellent.
You're going to tell them where you wrote that?
Oh, in the bath.
Were you using tropical shampoo by any chance?
I was a bit inspired by the shampoo.
Well, it says that on the TV if you watch it. We know which one you're talking about. We won't do any product placement. But if they do want to use that song as part of their commercial, just get in contact.
Yeah.
That's all you need. Now, the next song you're going to do is Fell for the Bad Man.
Yep.
So would this be a personal experience we're talking about?
Slightly little elements of real life in there. There's a line in there about your dad not liking your boyfriend, so no dads like their daughter's boyfriends, do they?
No, and it's always they won't let you out until you're about 65.
Yeah.
I think that's the thing. So it's written, so it's kind of, you know, it's a kind of personal experience and probably friends and...
Yeah, it's kind of about a young girl meeting a guy, her dad doesn't like her, but she's saying, sod it, I'm going with him anyway.
Yeah, well, that's life, really, isn't it? The more horrible they are normally, the more interested you seem to be. It's, and the nice guys, David, unfortunately, me and Sophie don't have time for the nice guys.
I'll go home now.
Yeah, sorry.
See you later.
Right, here's more live music. Don't forget, if you do want to check out and find out more about Sophie, if you go to allthewsophiejill.co.uk, you can take a look at the website there. We'll be talking about her album, which is coming out in September, and the name of the album too, and some more of the tracks. But here she is singing live in the studio with David, Fell for the Bad Man.
Doorbell rings, your phone, forgot your keys again. Regular current should be on the gin again. Well, you're bitter that shirt's not the winner. Get your kit off a scruff in the buff. I don't mind, it kinda turns me on. Your top off and just to your chinos on. Get some water, daddy, forgive that daughter, you fell for the bad man again. Bad man, you say I don't agree, I say screw you, he's coming home with me. I'll have a fight with you just for the makeup time. Your heart's but your mind is shut, and be my little white lie. I don't mind, it kind of turns me on. Throw it down for the time is come on. Get some water, daddy, and forgive that daughter you fell for the bad man again. Bad man, you say I don't agree, I say screw you, he's coming home with me. Woman, and I for the bad man again. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Oh, my body don't show, my mind, I fell for the bad man again. Say, I don't agree. I say, screw you. He's coming home with me.
Woo! There we go. I'm filming. Look at me filming as well. That was amazing. You've got a tremendous voice.
Thank you.
Really distinctive voice as well. It's not like a voice I've heard before, so that, which is a good selling point.
Thank you.
Where did you get your inspiration from? Who did you grow up? Who did you grow up kind of listening to?
I kind of grew up listening to a lot of Motown. My parents were big fans of Motown, and I really liked reggae. We used to have a lot of barbecues, a lot of reggae music.
Yeah.
And then now I kind of like Rihanna, Rita Ora, Marvin Gaye, Bob Marley, a bit of old and a bit of new.
Yeah. I do love me Marvin Gaye.
And we love Marvin Gaye.
Yeah.
We do Marvin Gaye.
We do a few covers of Marvin Gaye.
What
when we're
did
out
you
gigging.
Do? What Marvin,
Let's Get It On.
Let's Get It On, we do, yeah.
Which is my favourite. I can't think of the other one.